This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know if I have time tonight to read this article, but sometime, maybe tomorrow, I'll read the whole thing. It's from Yahoo News, and it is terrifying.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
It's a Yahoo story. It's being pushed everywhere. The West must remember how to fight. It may already be too late. They go on to say, World War III is here. We got to get ready for a draft. We got to get ready to die in mass. Our great men. We're going to have to fight Russia, China, Iran. It's on. The very globalists getting rid of our way of life at war with us are telling us we got to go to war for them. Truly disgusting story. We'll get to it more either later in the hour or tomorrow on the weekday show. But Scott Bennett, former Army intelligence, really smart guy. He's made a lot of good points. I asked him probably 50 questions. He answered them all. But I want to give him 4 minutes or so before this segment ends. We come back with Robert Barnes and more to give us any other tidbits you wanted to add. So you got 4 minutes.
Well, Alex, I think you touched upon it. There are elements in our Congress and our government that are trying desperately to push us towards conflict and push us towards a reckless destruction of the United States for all sorts of evil purposes. And their means to doing that is through this war against Russia, war against China, war against Iran simultaneously. In my travels to Iran, to Russia, I have never seen or heard from any political figure, religious figure, or average person on the street a hatred for America. I've only heard love for America, respect for America, and the American people. They have a division and a sort of a resentment of the wars that the United States has impressed upon these countries since 2000. In fact, you could go back to 1992. But there's no hostility against the American people. So that's the most important thing for us to remember in this time of trouble, when all about us are losing their heads, screaming, pulling their hair out, hitting themselves on a hammer, and demanding that we go and do the same thing. We have to fear not. And remember, the world does not hate us. We have people in our own government that are trying to impress, to brainwash us that the world does. So we go to war, we do all sorts of military-industrial complex expenditures, but it's just simply not the case. The world does not hate us. The world wants to be friends with us. The world admires the American spirit. There's no one like Americans on planet Earth. We have a sizzle, we have an optimism, we have a joyfulness, we have a spring in our step, and I don't say that Pollyanna-ishly. I say it because when I've been overseas and I naturally radiate the buoyancy of an American, It gains attraction, and we have a special magic to us that we have let be rusted and buried by Democrats and globalists and rhinos and transgender American haters who are obsessed with trying to make like the world is wrong and inside out, and only war can fix it. And that is a lie. God says, "What does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly?" If we do that, if we commit ourselves to that, and we demand that our politicians, our military figures, our professors, our media people do the same thing, if we rise up and take control of our country again and our destiny, it'll be a future of peace and stability, at least now. We don't know what'll happen in 50 years or 100 years, but we're in charge of this time right now. So this is the time for average Americans to rise up and take control of their county, their mayors, their sheriff, their school boards, their supervisors, and say, our little town is not going to back a reckless, suicidal war against Russia, Iran, China, or any other country. And in fact, we should be rising up and condemning the genocide of women and children in Palestine. Then we rediscover what it means to be an American, to be compassionate, loving, and honest. And I think the world would celebrate when we return to those characteristics. And hopefully Donald Trump and his supporters will be the one. But make no mistake, this could be the chance, Alex, for them to kill Kamala Harris, move in Gavin Newsom, then kill Biden, and then you have a Gavin Newsom presidency before the election. I wouldn't be surprised if they did some assassinations, blame it on Iran, blew up some stuff on the border, blamed it on Iran, to try and goad Americans into this battle space. So
I unfortunately, Scott Bennett, agree with you. And this is an incredibly dangerous time. Time to be praying. Thank you so much, sir. We will talk to you again very soon.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Two of the Sunday broadcast, April 14th.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the criminal first of many trials against President Trump with the whole Stormy Daniels fiasco starts tomorrow in New York City. We got constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, Robert Barnes, joining us coming up in about 10 minutes from now. So we'll get him on at about 10 after or so. Let's go ahead and start dialing him in. But I want to be 100% clear. I know there are good people in every nation, whether it's China or Iran or Israel or Germany or the UK or the US or Canada or Mexico or Brazil or anywhere, New Zealand. And so when people see my commentary on all this, I'll show Islamists doing horrible things and say it's wrong. I'll show Israel doing horrible things and say it's wrong. I'm really trying to be fair here. And Israel's not going to go anywhere without a nuclear war. And even if Israel didn't have nuclear weapons, I don't want to see Israel destroyed. I know it's super popular, 10 to 1 right now, anti-Israel. It's everywhere. It is the thing. And Israel has been very arrogant and walked right into all this. That said, you have a globalist alliance with radical Islam. They've opened our borders up. They brought in all these Iranians, all these Hezbollah operatives. As I said on Tucker Carlson in Maine, now like 4 months ago, about a month and a half, 2 months after this happened, I said, I'm concerned about Hezbollah, and I'm concerned about deep state false flags. Hezbollah might do it themselves, or the globalists might. The point is, there's this murder of logic that who opened our borders? Who let this happen? I mean, I have the congressional clip, but I'll just show you the headline. FBI increasingly concerned about Moscow-style terror attacks. The article is on Infowars.com. We've got the full quote of him saying he's really worried that the Islamists are about to hit us in South America, but no discussion of why, under Biden, in 3+ years, they brought in way more than 9 million or whatever, it's more like 20 million, and hundreds of thousands from the Middle East, almost all of the military-age men. We've seen the video of whole groups of hundreds together coming in, saying, we're here to destroy America, we're here to get you, you'll soon know who I am. You look them up, and they're in Hezbollah, they're in Hamas. So then there I am, traveling back from vacation, and TSA's pulling me out of the line, saying, oh, you got randomly selected. By the way, I'm a listener. Now I'm going to grab your testicles. And I'm going to touch your body to make sure you don't have a bomb on you. I'm going to test your hands. I'm going to test your wife's hands. We're going to pull you over here because you're on a list. And I'm just like, this is a total joke. We're like, yeah, we agree. We know it's all a joke. It's just a job. But just remember that, because I believe these terror attacks are coming. And they've been hyping it up. The Iranians want to assassinate Trump. They foil plots against him. There's Iranian plots to kill Biden. The globalists could kill Biden, kill Harris, as a way to grab victory from the jaws of defeat, to hype them up, and then have a full war with Iran. We're in an incredibly dangerous situation. Remember, the globalists cooked up COVID. They cooked up the poison shot. 20 plus million are dead. They were willing to do that for power and control. What else would they do? And the answer is the sky's the limit. Thomas Jefferson was once asked by a newspaper reporter. You can pull up the full interview. But the quote's famous. The reporter said, "What is the limits to which tyrants will go?" And he said, "Tyranny knows no limit. Its limit is what good men will allow. The only way that tyrants flourish is that good men do nothing." That's from the interview. But he said it six or seven ways. I ought to find the original interview and to the National Archives. You can pull up Thomas Jefferson newspaper interviews and George Washington interviews on the Illuminati and George Washington letters on the Illuminati threat, taking over Masonry. I mean, it's just wild what these presidents wrote and talked about back then. It's like tuning into the show. But that's the reality here. The limit of tyranny is what you'll put up with, because even if you have some tyrant who's bad but, you know, has some qualms, or maybe just isn't a megalomaniac and knows they can't go too far, they'll be replaced sooner or later by somebody even worse. They'll be replaced by somebody even worse. And then it gets until you have total insanity. And that's the level we're reaching now. They were saying for a week before Iran struck Israel that Iran is set to strike Israel. And I put out on X, I said, I believe Iran is going to strike Israel. People said, "You son of a gun. You are pro-CIA propaganda. You're saying Iran, who's perfect, is going to strike Israel." And I went, "No. Israel blew up the embassy in Syria and killed a bunch of their leadership, and Iran is saying they're getting ready to retaliate." Remember that clip 2+ years ago where the Reuters reporter was talking to the State Department spokesman of CIA, and the CIA guy goes, "Russia's planning to invade within 2 weeks. It was in early February. And we believe they're going to stage some false flags on the border to claim we attacked them as a pretext." And the reporter said, "That's Alex Jones stuff. There's no such things as false flags." See, the government said there's no such thing as a false flag so long that even when somebody else is doing them, they can't say it. And I said, "No, in this case, State Department's telling the truth from the evidence I've seen and Putin's red line, but they don't want people to know when Russia's going to invade." And I told Russian broadcasters I had on days before the invasion, "I think you're lying. You are massing troops, and you are about to go in there." Now, I know the West started it, and I get why it's happening, but I think it's a trap. Don't do it. And they're, "Oh, sorry, I've got to go now." So I said Thursday and Friday, I believe Iran will hit in the next 48 hours. And it happened. Not because I was going to agree with the CIA. They tell the truth when they know something's going to happen for credibility, even though they know Israel started it. And it's the same thing with Ray. People are like, when he came out Friday and said this, I'm like, "I believe Ray. I believe there will be a terror attack." And they go, "Oh my God, you're agreeing with the FBI director," because they let him in and they'll probably stage it. But when they are obviously preparing something and want to look smart when they know it's about to happen, to act like they tried to stop it, I'm going to call it out, folks. But if you think the only manipulative, corrupt government in the world is ours, you got another thing coming. And that's really what I want to say today, is that Americans are so sick of our corrupt government. And they're so sick of being persecuted by it, and it's saying we're the enemy because we're good, hardworking Christians or populist or capitalist. They hate us all. That we then tend to think any other government that's in opposition to them must be good. And that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Just because our government's hijacked and evil doesn't mean all these other governments are just these little sweetie pies that are totally perfect. It doesn't mean if we get into a war with them, they won't rain nuclear weapons down on us. So our enemy is the ruling, disconnected, out of control corporations that are still insulated from exposure and from paying for what they've done, manipulating governments and peoples into war because it's profitable for them. But what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? But what does it profit a man if he gets super rich but triggers World War III so he's dead, or the world totally collapses, society collapses, civilization collapses, and then your money isn't worth anything anywhere? So I'm really trying to promote stability and justice and reform and fixing what's happening and dealing with the crises we face, and actually not trying to dumb all this down into your pro-Israel, your pro-Iran, when both sides have issues and both sides have different political groups that challenge each other inside their countries, but actually trying to understand the larger geopolitical ramifications and the powerful forces behind the scenes that want the conflict. So I'm against Israel blowing up the Iranian embassy. I'm against Iran striking back. I'm against Hezbollah or Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, attacking on October 7th. I'm against the overreaction by the Israelis. And I don't think, as some have said, that the only arrogance in the world comes out of Israel. Certainly it's got its own particular brand of arrogance, but there's arrogance everywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Criminal trial of Trump beginning with Stormy Daniels tomorrow in New York, and then some other key intel here on this live Sunday night broadcast. Then Chase Geiser, who hosts Sunday Night Live, will be hosting in the third and fourth hour. Very powerful broadcast. Tons of calls, tons of news. Be sure and stay with us for that at 6 p.m. Central in exactly 40 minutes from now. And, of course, Robert Barnes also hosts his very popular show with Viva Fry as well. Just search his name, and you'll find that. We'll put the lower third up where you can find his powerful transmission. All right, Robert, great to have you here with us. Give us your take on the Middle East situation.
Well, I mean, for a long time, there's neocons aligned with aspects of Netanyahu's administration that have long sought a direct war with Iran. This goes all the way back to 1979. You know, you go back. I mean, Iran was the favorite playpen of Western intelligence agencies ever since they overthrew their elected leader in the 1950s. And when it was taken apart and Shah was forced to depart in 1979, they have always wanted back in to the heart of Persia, to the heart of the Middle East. And Netanyahu in particular has wanted a direct conflict with Iran because he thinks he sees Iran as an existential threat to Israel if and when they obtain nuclear weapons. And consequently, I think he wants and invites a direct conflict. And I think he chose the attack on the Iranian embassy, hoping it would precipitate Iran coming right into the conflict. And fortunately for the world, Iran is not interested in a global war. And consequently, Iran chose a more PR stunt for their local domestic propaganda about how they're fighting back against Israel, but didn't really choose something that could legitimize an actual war between Israel and Iran and the West. So I think, fortunately, because Iran, its current leaders, don't recognize the political reality that they can't win a war with Israel and the United States, chose a PR-saving mechanism rather than direct conflict.
I totally agree with that analysis. And let's be clear, you're not anti-Israel and neither am I, but Israel has had a PR disaster in Gaza, all because Netanyahu thinks he can stay in power using this. I'm not even anti-Netanyahu. We don't know if he ordered the stand down or his generals did it in backing the Supreme Court to remove him. Maybe you've got a view on who did the stand down. We know it happened 7+ hours, but this is crazy. We can't sacrifice the whole world and have World War III. Also, Bibi Netanyahu can stay in power.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, I think that Israel has a right of self-defense as it relates to Hamas, but I've long been skeptical that their tactical method of, you know, mass invading and bombing Gaza would create the safety and security they seem to believe it will. And that, in fact, it plays into Hamas's strategy.
Well, you said it, but Netanyahu's always wanted war with Iran, so it looks more like he ordered the stand down. We don't know that there was a stand down to lead into a full war, which he thinks will keep him in power for life.
And I think it reflects sort of the hardline element within Israel. The hardline element sees existential conflict as necessary, sees the end of the Palestinian territories being occupied by the Palestinians as necessary to their security and safety. And I think that's a problematic political path to pursue.
And I think you're saying this because you've been a friend of Israel. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've seen you say that in many interviews and places. Napoleon said, don't interrupt an enemy while they're destroying themselves. You're trying to interrupt Israel because you're not anti-Israel. I mean, Israel is destroying itself right now.
It's putting itself at unnecessary risk. And there's a way in which to secure its borders and that strategy was the Trump strategy, which was in order to defeat the Palestinian cause, which has been dedicated to the abolition of Israel from its inception, is you need to cut off its political support, its donor support around the world. And the way you do that is the way Trump was doing it, which was to sever the royal wing of the Arab Muslim world from the Islamist wing, the Iranian wing of the Islamist wing.
And he effectively did that with the Abraham Accords.
That's exactly right. That's the path he was on.
I mean we just saw in Muslim countries like Jordan and others shooting down missiles coming into Israel yesterday.
That's right. And apparently the Saudis did as well. I mean, because you still have this deep split, not only a Sunni-Shia split, but a Islamist, non-Islamist split in the Islamic world, in the Muslim world, that the royals Saudi Arabia knows its economic future is diversification away from, same with Dubai, same with some degree with Qatar, though Qatar.
Yeah, they're trying to come into the West.
And they need to for their economic survival. For their, not only their whether it's, you know, the Saudi Soccer League, whether it's tourism, whether it's their big architectural project, all of that only is going to have a terrorist present. And so that means they need to not support and embrace the Palestinian cause. But Israel's attack on Gaza only empowers Hamas because it forces the Saudis to side with the Palestinians and against the Israelis.
Can you imagine if Israel would have just killed Hamas leaders around the world, because all the real leaders are outside the country, and they'd be heroes. They'd be the victims right now. Instead, they go in and level the whole place and turn into the bad guy.
Correct. I mean, they're playing right into Hamas's hands. Hamas did what they did in order to provoke an overreaction from the Israeli hardline, and the Israeli hardline took the bait. And it's hurting them in the world of public opinion. And how are they going to wipe out Hamas? Hamas is a movement and an idea. They're not able to wipe out Hamas. The problem is most Palestinians don't want Israel to exist. That's a problem they can only solve by cutting off the Palestinians' financial and military support from the Islamic world. And, you know, mass raiding and bombing Gaza doesn't achieve that.
So if you were advising Netanyahu, because clearly he thought this would give him more power, it's backfiring. There's basically a revolution in Israel. How could Israel extricate itself from this right now?
Just to do a real hostage agreement and withdraw from Gaza. I mean, that's what they did in 2005. And continue to secure their borders. And they could have used, it's kind of like 9/11. We could have used 9/11 to rally the world to a more peaceful world. And instead, we used it to justify more war and more surveillance.
And we attacked a country that had nothing to do with it, Iraq.
That's exactly right. And Israel, in my view, has done the same thing. The horrors of October 7th, whatever their cause, there's no question Hamas was the culpable party. The only question is whether hardliners within Israel facilitated and enabled it to occur in order to justify their hardline attack strategy. But it's a strategy that's failed for Israel for decades now. It's the Trump strategy was the right strategy. They should return to the Trump strategy, focus on the court of public opinion, and most of the Muslim world doesn't even really like Hamas. The leaders of Saudi Arabia hate Hamas. So they don't like Iran. They don't like Hezbollah. They see them as a destabilizing source and force throughout the Middle East and in their global attempts to obtain global approval for their countries and nations and societies and economies. And so go back to the Trumpian strategy, not the war strategy, because that's the only thing that can secure peace for Israel over time.
Well, amazing analysis, Robert Barnes. I want to come back and talk about the first big criminal trial beginning this week in New York, what you expect to see out of that. They're putting out fake polls that, Trump's lead is narrowing with Joe Biden. More crap on that front. What do you expect to come out there? Some of the angles and more straight ahead with Robert Barnes. Please stay with us. It's Sunday night and we are live. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com. We'll put Barnes' lower third up as well so you can find his powerful transmission as well. Please stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Investigative journalist Mario Nafala, I hosted a 2+ hour live broadcast with last night that had 5 million viewers, is saying breaking Israel war cabinet to attack Iran tonight. Reports suggest that the Israeli war cabinet has made a decision to launch an attack on Iran tonight. That means any time now. Source Channel 13. We'll continue to watch all of that as it unfolds. A very serious situation because this could escalate very, very, very quickly. All right, going back to constitutional lawyer and really smart historian Robert Barnes, moving out of that discussion, Trump, all the attacks on him, the show trials, the juryless trials, the same thing I went through, but on a larger scale, the Stormy Daniels criminal trial beginning. What are you seeing here? What do you expect to happen? What's the inside baseball?
Well, you know, one of the headlines should be that Judge Marchand, the judge presiding over this case, the conflicted judge whose own family is profiting and enriching themselves from this case, it should be the headline, Judge Marchand hates religious Jews, because he deliberately scheduled this trial to overlap with Passover so that religious Jews cannot participate in the trial. And that's one of the key jury groups that would be favorable to Trump and would actually be impartial to in a trial that wouldn't be prejudiced against Trump in the New York jury pool. So he's designed the timing of this trial. The reason why he wouldn't delay it, despite the immunity issues pending before the Supreme Court, wouldn't delay it despite the delayed disclosure of tens of thousands of documents on the eve of trial before the defense even got a chance and time to review it. The reason why he's gagging Trump and ordering him and his counsel not to speak about the case is because he wants to rush the trial, not only to secure a conviction with a show trial before Election Day, but in particular to make sure religious Jews could not get on the jury by overlapping the jury trial with Passover, the most religious holiday that religious Jews honor and recognize. So it's extraordinary that you have such open, overt religious discrimination by a court in New York just in order to stack the jury against Trump. He's doing everything he can to make sure Trump does not get anything resembling an impartial trial on the merits, not only excluding evidence, not only gagging what can be said publicly about the case and the illegalities taking place in that courtroom, but in order to secure a conviction at all costs. Because the goal is simple. They believe if they can get a conviction before Election Day, that will drive away Trump support. They're wrong about that. They're going to discover they're wrong about that, that no number of show trials is going to change Americans' opinions about Trump. If anything, as they witness this disgrace of justice taking place in America, it's going to increase support for Trump as people recognize that we need Trump in order to be able to counteract this weaponization of the legal system against the leading presidential candidate.
Well, that's right. They're openly trying to take who we want for president off the ballot. That is the purest form of election theft. Something in Georgia, they've charged him criminally for questioning. It's just preposterous. But look at E. Jean Carroll case. I mean, that takes an hour to go over. But the jury said, no, he didn't rape her. There was never any witnesses, never any claim 25 years ago. But he said he was innocent. So twice juries have found him guilty in New York. So guilty of sexual assault in a civil trial where he couldn't put on his own evidence, or saying he's innocent is a lie because the judge found he did it just because she said it. I mean, this is crazy. That backfired. So they think some conviction on Stormy Daniels of hush money is going to hurt him. I don't see that happening.
No, and even Michael Avenatti, the guy who was integral to this, has said so publicly, has said the trial makes no sense. I mean, Trump was the victim of extortion by Stormy Daniels, not the person who perpetrated it. And they're trying to convert an accounting issue into a criminal issue, when in fact, this manner of settlement of these kind of controversies takes place regularly. And the idea that it interfered in the election is ludicrous. That there's no evidentiary basis for that. And of course, they're focused on things that Trump did while president of the United States, and pretending somehow he can't be immune from prosecution by politically motivated prosecutors for this. So I think what the judge is doing, he thinks is going to advance the Democratic Party's interest. I think it's going to undermine it, because it's going to put more pressure on the Supreme Court to grant President Trump full immunity so that these show trials stop embarrassing the American legal system.
And notice we see almost no coverage now of Georgia and them criminally charging him for racketeering, because that's all been exposed as a total fraud and a total lie, and Fannie Willis.
Exactly. And you have Robert Kennedy saying that the Democratic National Committee is spending all of their money. It says the Biden campaign has raised over $1 billion or plans to spend that much, and most of it's spent making sure Trump doesn't get popular support, making sure the lawfare continues, and making sure people like Robert Kennedy are not even on the ballot for people to be able to choose from.
Well, let me give you a newsflash. I went on an almost two-week vacation, something I do never, just to rest with all the things that are going on. And so you think Hawaii is a liberal state. I got mobbed like never before. I mean, it was almost Elvis level. And it's not to brag. It just shows how popular freedom is. I'm supposedly the devil, the most demonized guy ever. Never seen so much love by the Hawaiians and the visitors and the tourists and from the bellhops to the restaurants, the grocery stores, the people renting these snorkels, everybody. I mean, I met with the it's not official anymore, but the Hawaiian chief of Kauai, went hung out with him in an invitation at his house. It was incredible up in the mountains. And they're all like, we're MAGA, we're Trump, we see what's happening. I mean, I had the guys at the airport that scan your luggage for fruit all wanting autographs to take pictures, and they were all Hawaiians. Trump is bigger than ever. You saw him at Chick-fil-A with black people just mobbing him everywhere. This is not working.
No doubt about it. In fact, there's a poll out from Associated Press that shows that people who had not participated in recent elections are the ones increasingly backing Trump. And that includes African-American voters, Asian-American voters, Latino voters, millennials and Zoomers, because it's the younger working class that has been completely betrayed by the Biden administration. Under Trump, you had peace abroad and prosperity at home. Under Biden, you have war abroad and poverty at home. And that's what matters for the election. And no number of show trials, no amount of attempts to bankrupt or imprison President Trump is going to change that political calculus. And that is why he's going to continue to prevail no matter what happens in this show trial.
Well, everybody asked this question, and I asked you this a year ago and 6 months ago, and I ask you now that we're closer. But what are we, 200 days now from the election? I think it's right at 201 or so. Guys, pull up our clock we've got, because I forget the exact date. It's 205 to the election. The timing now is becoming clearer. Even if they get convictions, it goes on appeal. That doesn't bar him in the Constitution from being president. What happens if he wins in a landslide with 204 days left, 6 hours, 18 minutes, 37 seconds? What happens if he gets in but has a couple of criminal investigations? That's uncharted constitutional territory, isn't it?
No doubt it is. And I think it's what puts pressure on the Supreme Court to simply close down these cases by a broad interpretation of immunity. Because the Constitution was established so that you could not, as president, be extorted by some local partisan prosecutor somewhere in the country. And that's what requires impeachment as a precondition of criminal prosecution. And here, they tried to impeach him. They failed. He was acquitted not once, but twice. And many of the same charges relate to what he was acquitted of. So that is what should be the constitutional bar to these cases. Because if the Supreme Court doesn't step in and make that decision, then we have a political crisis in America come election day.
All right. I want to go back to the war, because here's a great example. Let's put it up from my X account. I just reposted it during the last break. Harrison Smith, my great co-host. Harrison Smith, the host of American Journal, 8 a.m. weekday Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Mountain, 6 a.m. Pacific. Harrison Smith, hours ago, reposted the live feed of this show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bogus lawsuits, liberal Democratic judges in Biden's Delaware.
Seven SEC criminal investigations.
Yeah, and they're trying to take away all the money that he has earned over the years. So they're, you know, his independent stand has cost him literally billions of dollars. Almost 20 to 25% of his wealth has been taken away by his willingness to stand up for free speech. And so it's clear he is committed to it. He's just operating in a difficult atmosphere because almost everybody around him is not committed to it. And so he's trying to find the path through.
Well, that's my point. Even if people don't trust him, and I'm saying, fine, trust but verify, don't get in the way of the good he's doing and don't just discount it all, because he's got the EU, the federal government, the Brazilian government, they're all coming after him, and it's real.
And there's no doubt about that.
They pulled 67% or whatever it was, 69% of his domestic advertising in the last 2 years. That's a real attack, folks. And he didn't buckle. He said, hey, take my money, you can go F yourself.
That's exactly right. I mean, he did that even when the Delaware courts were trying to take away 20 to 25% of his net worth and give it to a bunch of lawfare-oriented lawyers bringing bogus claims.
Who claimed that him hyping Tesla was a fraud when it overperformed what he claimed, just like Trump in the New York real estate case.
That's exactly right. And they took, imagine taking away money from a guy who was getting paid according to a contract because of how well he delivered. And they said, well, that was
it doesn't matter if it performed five times better than he predicted. We're still saying it's a fraud.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And they're going to continue that weaponized legal system. And it's not a surprise. It's coming from the state courts of Delaware. He's discovered that you shouldn't incorporate in Delaware because Biden's courts are not the most honest, transparent courts that they're supposed to be.
Well, that's right. He's moving everything to Texas. Is Texas, in your expert opinion, the best place?
at this point in the U.S., it's a better place. I mean, I think there's better places around the world. There's better places within the U.S. than Texas. But Texas is much better than Delaware. So it's a substantial improvement over where he was. It's not a guarantee of protection in Texas. There's states like Wyoming and other states that have been better at independent.
Yeah, and now let's segue. The same Democrat Party law firms that are now suing him that have sued me and this new FBI / CIA agent coming out. We talked on the phone a few days ago, and I wanted you to repeat that, what you had to say about, because it's bigger than Alex Jones, folks. We knew it was the FBI and CIA, the PR firms. They bragged about it. I put a report out Friday that's gone viral that said X, where I explained new revelations. We put it in like a 30-minute report. But explain, and you've got a message, too, to the actual plaintiffs themselves versus the law firms. And I've confirmed behind the scenes that's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, I think what you see in the coordination by the deep state, because that's really what it was. I mean, the deep state is just the old doctrine of the dual state applied. What happens when you have this administrative bureaucracy, independent, free of elections, not checked by elected officials, that seizes the power of the military, high-ranking law enforcement, and intelligence apparatus? That's when it creates the dual state, becomes a deep state.
That Eisenhower warned about his farewell address.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the favorite things that Robert Kennedy cites in his campaign. What unites Elon Musk, Robert Kennedy, and a lot of these people, new supporters of Trump, are people that have been red-pilled and awoken by the last 3-4 years, by what took place during the pandemic and what's taken place under the Biden administration, has shown the imminent threat that the deep state presents to all of our liberties over time. And what they did is they weaponized the legal system against you, used their political allies in the legal world to wage lawfare against you with the goal and purpose primarily of shutting you up by silencing and censoring your audience from having access to you, from wanting to, by smearing and defaming and libeling you. And the goal has been to effectively divert attention from the core issues that you are bringing attention to, because they were about to do the things that you've been warning about for a quarter century or more, which is what they did during the pandemic, release of a bioweapon, using the bioweapon as a pretext to take away all of our liberties, to steal a presidential election, to help steal an election then later on in Brazil, to be able to create the grounds by which we could have conflict in Europe and conflict in the Middle East at the same time, war abroad at the triggering of World War III. That was the goal, and the goal was to silence you, and the part of silencing you was to get your audience to not support you anymore and not let new audience come in by not only shutting down your social media access, but by lying about you in a way you couldn't defend
yourself. So how big is this FBI CIA guy coming out with all the other evidence we have? And then what you said years ago has now been confirmed, that the way the metric works, it's what, I don't have billions, like they said, I don't have hundreds of millions or tens of millions. That's all a lie. So the court's supposed to say, okay, here's some money, then we go forward with InfoWars. I could obviously go work for somebody else. But the plaintiff's lawyers, we now learn, have literally been keeping their plaintiffs in the dark, not telling them any of this, because they admitted on the courthouse steps their object is to shut me down. That's not in the law. That's not something they're supposed to do.
Exactly. I mean, what you have is you have the deep state using plaintiff's lawyers to get plaintiffs. I mean, most people miss, most of the people who lost someone at Sandy Hook never brought any claim against you, because they refused to be part of this effort. They rejected it from the get-go.
Because I want
the plaintiffs
there to be
that are
some
part of this process. Most of them,
you
know what they like, don't realize so, is their own lawyers are not out there to
you know
protect
who's
them.
Not complaining
their lawyers
about this?
Are serving
people
a
that,
deep state
you know,
corrupt
be able to
agenda
some money to get
that has
the
nothing
stage.
To do with their own legal claims or them getting relief and remedy for their own family.
Everybody else, sit down.
They could have had millions of dollars years ago in order to satisfy any concerns that they had, in order to get any relief or remedy that they needed. Instead, the law firm have been the ones blocking
that. I do think
that
they should have run it by the candidates
have been the ones rejecting and refusing
on it
to get money
like if they
to their own
let's
client
say they put RFK on there without asking RFK, or let's say they put The Rock on there without asking The Rock. They could just be like, hey,
so the plaintiffs themselves should bring
between putting the registered libertarian
their own actions for
registered, filed, on the
legal miscarriages and legal malpractice.
Right? That's a big difference.
Oh, absolutely.
So he's bitching
I think all
that,
of
oh, I didn't agree to be on your website.
Have a legitimate
like,
legal malpractice and breach of fiduciary
nomination
duty claim against
you know
all of these law lawyers Because that's the other fallout.
Yeah, I don't know. Nor much do I care.
But these lawyers said they were there to get relief for these families.
Probably is not going to be the...
Well, I suspect in order to get relief for these families,
likely to make the top five anyway. And so taking the stand is a
to be able to enrich themselves,
drum up some outrage clicks, and
because their goal is to shut down InfoWars,
sure,
to engage in censorship.
And we have not just the interview, but we have the chief counsel of Connecticut who admits on the stand he went and organized the whole suit and leads it himself.
Where'd you go?
I never said his name. We never talked about him. I said 97 million. $130 million total that he's supposedly going to get paid, which I don't even have $1 million.
I don't know, man.
It's all, all a lie. There's all this money
like, not just him,
for the plaintiffs,
like
so they go along with this, believing it's there to get them on board to shut us down. You talk about a bait and switch. This is crazy.
He raised $100, and he's a COVID apologist.
What the plaintiff's lawyers have now known for years from all the discovery that, in fact, was produced, they lied about what they had seen and not seen. Was they knew for years that their claims
do you have any predictions
as
like what will go down in D.C.?
And in particular, their representation.
You said the top five will probably be the top five we've seen. Do you think there's any chance that
there's
going to be a last minute jump in that would,
they just wait,
I guess,
and play the long game?
Like if RFK jumped in at the last minute,
you
wouldn't be able
to
debate even because
to leave their own clients with nothing, to get nothing out of this.
He definitely
because their goal is to shut down InfoWars, which means there's no money for anybody.
And don't the plaintiffs see their lawyers in the courthouse step saying, don't give Jones money, don't support him, we're going to shut him down, we don't want money. And then we talked to plaintiff's lawyers in the committee hearings. They go, we want money, we know you got $500 million.
Anyway, let's
like, we don't have anything, we never
on
did.
To,
they go, no, no,
our
lawyers
and Spike Cohen.
These Sandy Hook lawyers appear to me
the slaughter,
lying to
the absolute slaughter of a debate.
Fiduciary obligation
now, going into this debate, I assumed
ethical
the opposite would be the outcome. I was really shocked by this turnaround, and I think a lot of people probably were because...
And what they're going to do is
debate,
leave those clients
like,
with nothing.
You know, this is going
because
to be
they are
more
actually
of a,
not seeking
a slaughter
any reasonable
than,
settlement
never mind.
Terms.
I
they
don't
have
need to,
repeatedly
you know,
rejected
go there,
very
but,
reasonable settlement terms.
I said
and they're
that it would
misleading
be,
their clients be, into believing there's a cash cow out there. When their goal is to kill
I don't know,
the
I made
cash
some
cow,
sort of
make sure there's
bicycle
never
ride
any
joke
money
about
for their own
hog or something to that effect.
Because they're actually serving
it was going to be a bloodbath
agenda. They're not serving
and
their
it was,
clients.
But
and
the
now they're set to have congressional
universe,
hearings
going
on this
into
very
it,
topic.
There was, what was
this
the,
is blown up their face
the debate
very,
last night,
very
right,
fast, and it's only made us reach more people.
What was the
our goal was never monetary.
Into this,
it was always about
like,
minds.
Like they take a poll going
it,
in,
but
poll
as God said,
them,
any weapon formed against you will
and
not
for those that
prosper,
aren't familiar, this is
we are winning. Robert Mars, people can find you, put your lower third up.
They're talking about
gun
rights in America.
Great shows.
Spike Cohen
so informative.
Libertarian Party.
How do people find you? Viva Barnes. BarnesLaw.locals.com or just search
David
engine
being
Robert Barnes Viva Fry and they will find
survivor of the
absolutely and what people
which
continue
one was
to do continue to support InfoWars is the
Parkland,
best way
yes,
to counteract
the shooting
lawfare
right. Different
being
store, same groceries
against Alex
right.
Jones and
survivor
that's right thank
go to
you
got back from his bicycle ride just in time to
like
give some interviews to
the
press about how his friends had died and has made a career a very
unlawful law
very lucrative
also
career
drjonesnaturals.com drjonesnaturals.com thank you so much Robert Sunday Night Live coming up Chase Kaiser thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock. 40% off, and so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.